Islamic beliefs, in our Islamic beliefs, we find our way. Guided by faith, we kneel and pray each day. Guided by faith, we kneel and pray each day.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytani rajim. Bismillahi rahmani rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program entitled Our Islamic Beliefs. Inshallah, again we will hear about an important matter of faith, an important aqeedah related to our deen. But before we begin, let's hear an excellence of reciting Durood Sharif. On one occasion, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw someone offering salah, praying namaz. And after praying namaz, that person did dua, he supplicated. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ajilta ayyuhal musalli." O musalli, musalli means the one who offers prayer. "Ajilta," you have been hasty. You have rushed. Meaning you've offered prayer and done dua. It was asked, "What should be done, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" The Prophet alaihi wasallam replied, "When you've offered namaz, offered salah, you should offer it with itminan, offer it correctly, with tranquility. Now sit down after offering salah, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala," meaning perform the glorification of Allah, tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. "After that, send salat upon me," meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "then make dua." One sahabi did this. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him that sal tu'tah, sal tu'tah, that ask, you will be granted whatever you ask. Ask, you will be granted whatever you ask for. Allahu Akbar. This is why our scholars in Islam, the likes of Allama Shami rahmatullahi alayhi, say that when you do dua, throughout your dua, from time to time, mention Durood Sharif. For example, you just did dua, Allahumma rabbana atina fi dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina azab an-nar. Famous dua, a Quranic dua. Then mention Durood Sharif, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Mention another dua, mention a few duas. Then Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi wa alihi. So like this, in your dua, in various places, mention Durood Sharif. Why? Because the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend and your dua will be readily accepted, inshallah. Such a beautiful tariqah, such a beautiful way given to us by our akabirin. Whenever we make dua, we should include recitation of Salat ala Nabi, Durood Sharif in it. Inshallah, our duas will be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Views of Madinah, inshallah. Today we will hear about an important topic of aqeedah that is often spoken about. Some may speak about this topic in light of knowledge they've gained from ulama and they have a correct understanding regarding it, whereas others who have superficial knowledge, who lack knowledge rather, and just using their own intellect, they'll come to conclusions about this particular aqeedah and they'll deny it, they'll reject it, or they'll mention so many interpretations for it that are incorrect. What is that aqeedah? This aqeedah relates to the prophets of Allah being bashar and noor, being humans as well as light. In particular, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when we describe him, we say he's noori bashar. He's a human, but at the same time he manifests light. The human nature of Anbiya alayhi salam cannot be rejected. We spoke about this in the previous episode, how Allah Ta'ala himself ordered the Prophet alayhi salam to say to the people, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. But O beloved, tell the people, I am a human like you. However, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qualified it. He mentioned thereafter, يُوحَى إِلَيَّ, revelation is sent to me. Wahi, Al-Quran comes to me. So people concentrate on the first bit, And Ma'adhullah, they end up showing disrespect, insult towards the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, he's just a human like us. Na'udhubillah. He came, did his job, and he's left now. So they don't have like a living connection, as if to say, with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They don't consider him as being an integral part of their life, who they must remember day and night. Because remembrance of the beloved is in fact remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you praise the beloved of Allah, Allah ta'ala is pleased. When you love Allah's beloved, Allah ta'ala will love you. When you follow the Prophet alayhi salam, when you adopt his ways, his mannerism, his tariqah, his sunnah, Allah ta'ala will favor you and bless you. But they neglect that. And they say, look, in Quran it says this. But we've already covered how most of the verses wherein the messengers and prophets are described as humans, about 70-80% of those verses, the kuffar were describing the prophets as mere humans. And obviously they did it with the intention of disrespect, with the intention of insult. But on those occasions, few occasions when a Nabi alayhi salam himself described that he was a human, he qualified it. He mentioned a description afterwards, an adjective. Bashar al-Rasula. I'm a human, but a messenger at the same time. A messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what gives that Rasul, that Nabi rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Basharun mithlukum yuha ilayya. A human like you, but revelation descends to me. Clear distinction between an ordinary believer and a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the correct understanding. And some people, once they've learned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Bashar, he's described himself as Bashar in the Quran, they totally reject the other element of him being Noor. They say, if he's human, how can he be Noor? The opposite of Noor is Zulma, darkness. The opposite of light is darkness. But the opposite of light isn't Bashar, that they cannot coexist. The opposite of Bashar is non-human. So this is an incorrect understanding, incorrect natija and conclusion that they reach. Remember, kuffar, they would actually use the Prophet being a Bashar, a human, as a dalil for them not being a prophet, which is incorrect, of course. But they'd say, you are just a normal human like us. They were humans, but they were divinely guided human beings. So we believe in the Prophet ﷺ being humans. They are the best of humans. We've covered in the previous episode that Anbiya ﷺ, the Prophets ﷺ, are the greatest in all of creation. No non-prophet can reach the rank of a prophet, no matter how great a saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he is. Even within the Prophets ﷺ, there are rusul, messengers, around 313 of them. They have a greater rank from all of the prophets, approximately 124,000 prophets. You have 313 rusul messengers, alayhi wasalam. Then amongst the rusul as well, you have ulul azm messengers, highly resolute messengers, and they are five in total. The greatest of all those five messengers, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasalam. Then Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, then Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, then Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, then Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. So the shan of a Nabi, the shan of a Rasul is far greater. So to use them being human in order to show that they were just like us, that's stupidity, that's foolishness, that's lack of knowledge regarding the deen. That's incorrect understanding of Quran and Hadith. Now the correct understanding is that the Prophet alayhi salam came to the world as Bashar. They came as humans. This was the outward form, but in reality, their haqiqah was Noor. Let's listen to some dalail regarding this. Allah Ta'ala says in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. That indeed, a Noor, a light and a clear book has come to you from Allah. Now in this verse, the waw that has appeared, the conjunction, the waw, ataf, in the Arabic language, a beginner student can tell you as well, the waw one of its usages, one reason it comes is to show a differentiation between what's coming before the waw and what's coming after the waw. For example, if we say in English as well, Uthman and Umar came to me. This waw stands for and. That's the meaning. Uthman isn't Umar, and Umar isn't Uthman. Two different entities. Similarly here in Al-Qur'an Al-Kareem, قَدَ جَاءَكُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُّبِينٌ. A light has come to you from Allah and a clear book. So the light is not the clear book, and the clear book is not the light. Although we know in other verses that Quran has been described as light, but we're specifically talking about this verse of Al-Quran Al-Kareem where two things are mentioned and they refer to separate things. Now what is the tafsir of Noor then? What is light referring to in this verse? If you look at great classical tafasir, Mufassirun have written that Noor belongs to none other than our beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Look at Tafsir Ruhul Ma'ani of Allama Mahmud Alusi, Tafsir Baydawi. You look at Tafsir Jalalain of Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Besides these tafasir, look at countless other tafasir, you will find that they say this Noor refers to our beloved Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the Prophet ﷺ has come to you and Al-Qur'an Al-Kareem, which is the clear book, has come to you as well. Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu ta'ala and asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did Allah ta'ala create first? The Prophet ﷺ said, Ya Jabir, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ خَلَقَ قَبْلَ الْأَشْيَاءِ نُورَ نَبِيِّكَ مِن نُورِهِ. The first thing Allah created before everything was the nur of your Nabi, the nur of your Prophet, from his own light. And just to clarify, from his own light doesn't mean physically, or the Prophet ﷺ is a part, physical part of the light of Allah. That has a separate explanation. And another narration explains this further and says that light of the Prophet ﷺ further was separated into many parts. The world was created, the heavens were created, paradise, the sun, the moon, the stars, all of these things were created from that nur as well. Even the light that we see with through our eyes, this was created from the light of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Now if you go towards the hadith collection, there are numerous ahadith in this regard which prove the nur of the Prophet alayhi salam, that he was also a nur, a light. Remember, nur is of two types, hissi and ma'nawi. Hissi means nur which can be sensed, physical light you could say, and nur ma'nawi, metaphorical or figurative nur. Now some people, they try to say the Prophet ﷺ has been described as light, yes, but it doesn't mean physically, or it's not a light that can be perceived. It just means in terms of guidance, the Prophet ﷺ is a light for his ummah, the way the Quran has been described as light, etc. We say no, the Prophet ﷺ is both nur hissi and nur ma'nawi as well. The Prophet ﷺ came to the world and with his light of guidance, kufr dispersed. Ignorance, which was prevailing at that time, was done away with. Guidance spread, Islam spread. We believe the nur ma'nawi of the Prophet ﷺ, but nur hissi, to deny it, we say that's incorrect. Why? Because there are so many narrations regarding this. And to just touch upon them, it states that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum describe that when the Prophet alayhi salam would smile, when he would smile, then nur would emanate from his blessed teeth. Subhanallah. Nur would emanate. They could see that nur. That's a physical nur that they are describing. They could perceive that light, that nur. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha herself describes how on one occasion she was sewing when she dropped her needle. At the same time, the lamp happened to become extinguished. The light of the lamp went out. She couldn't see where her needle was. At that moment, the Prophet ﷺ entered the house, entered the room, the whole room became bright. And she says, I was able to pick up my needle, my lost needle, my fallen needle. How? Through the light of the Prophet ﷺ. The light shining from his blessed face, subhanallah. Now think about this. When we smile, a person can have the most whitest of teeth. Does nur emanate from the teeth? No. Similarly, if that happened in our house, there was an electricity cut, a power cut, pitch black. darkness of the night, somebody dropped a needle, would they be able to locate it? Would they be able to find it if we walked in the room? First of all, we wouldn't be able to get to the room. We'd probably end up walking into the wall or something. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لا يقاس عليه أحد. Nobody can be compared to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's unique in every way. He's the beloved of Allah. Allah Ta'ala blessed him in this way, that when he entered that room, that dark room, subhanallah, he illuminated it. It became luminous, it became bright. Why? Because of that nur hissi, that physical, that nur that can be sensed by the people, as Sayyidah Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha experienced. Another narration states, once the Prophet alayhi salam left his home at night, and Sayyiduna Jabir bin Samurah radiyallahu ta'ala anha, he's looking at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's luminous face. And then he's looking towards the moon. The moon was bright at that time, very bright. On the 14th night, the moon is at its peak. Sayyiduna Jabir bin Samurah radiyallahu anhu says, I looked at the Prophet alayhi salam, then I would look at the moon. Then I would look at the Prophet alayhi salam, then towards the moon. I kept doing this until I reached the conclusion that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more beautiful than the moon. In my eyes, he is more beautiful than the moon. And the explanation is more brighter than the moon. Because the moon is bright, brightest on the 14th night. But the luminous face of the Prophet ﷺ is more brighter than even the moon. Subhanallah. Once somebody came to the court of the Prophet ﷺ, and he came with a stick. He had to get home. It's the darkness of the night. It was a sahabi of the Prophet ﷺ, late hours of the night. He sat in the majlis of the Prophet ﷺ, of course. He needs to go home. How is he going to get home? Remember, nowadays we have lampposts, especially in Western countries, at nighttime, even if it's dark, you can still make your way around. Some people walk into the late hours of the night. Allah knows what they do. But it's easy to walk. But what did the Prophet ﷺ do? The Prophet ﷺ took that stick in his blessed hands. And as soon as he took that stick into his blessed hands, his nurani hands, that stick itself became luminous. It acted like a torch for that sahabi radiallahu ta'ala. It was bright, it was shining, and you could see around you. What did the sahabi do? The sahabi radiallahu ta'ala used that very same stick as a torch now and made his way home. He found his home. He was able to reach his home easily in safety, using that stick that touched the blessed hand of Rasulullah ﷺ, and the stick became luminous, subhanallah. So the Prophet ﷺ's blessed hands were nur, his noble face was nur. Whatever he touches becomes nur. Now Allah Hazrat subhanallah sums it up and he says, Teri nasle paak mein hai bacha bacha nur ka. Tu hi aine nur, tera sab garana nur ka. That alongside the Prophet ﷺ, all his offspring is nur as well. Meaning this nur is transferred to his offspring as well, subhanallah. So those people who just refer to the Prophet ﷺ as a bashar, what's the intention behind that? Is it to taunt? Is it to mock? Is it to insult? Is it to show that the Prophet ﷺ is no greater than us? If that is the case, very dangerous for a person's faith. Slightest bit of disrespect towards the Prophet ﷺ makes one lose his iman. But yes, Quran mentions bashar. But look at these narrations. Look at the Quran itself referring to the Prophet ﷺ as nur, both hissi nur and ma'navi nur as well. There's no one like the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ said to the Sahaba, Ayyukum mithli, which one of you is like me? When they continued fasting and they couldn't bear it. The Prophet ﷺ would fast and fast and fast. The Sahaba thought, let's try this. And they reached the conclusion. They said, Lasna bi mithlik, Ya Rasulullah, no one from us is like you. You are unique. And today you have people comparing themselves to the Prophet ﷺ or saying the Prophet ﷺ is just like us. How ridiculous. The Prophet ﷺ from head to toe was a miracle. His blessed saliva would cure people. His noble perspiration would become fragrance for others. If you begin to mention the miracles of the eyes, the miracles of the ears, the miracles of his blessed head, the miracles of his blessed arms, his entire body, we'd be here forever and ever, eternally. Because the shan of the Prophet ﷺ, we can never do justice to speaking about that. Allah Ta'ala has said, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. And Allah Ta'ala has also told us in the same Al-Quran Al-Kareem, that يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِّ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Don't precede Allah and His Messenger in anything. Do not raise your voices above the voices of the Messenger. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabiy. people do not read these ayat. They have the audacity to say the Prophet ﷺ just like us. Allah Ta'ala is telling us the adab of the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is an ordinary personality. This is the greatest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. And we must be very wary regarding this. We must teach our offspring the correct aqidah regarding the Prophet alayhi salam. Noor and Bashar can coexist. There's so many other dalail for this which I haven't got into. One has to just read how Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came to Sayyidina Maryam, to the court of Sayyidina Maryam radiallahu anha, in the form of a human. There's so many dalail. The ulama have written extensively on this. But what we have mentioned in this particular episode regarding the Prophet alayhi salam being Noor and Bashar, this suffices. If somebody listens, or without any prejudice, without any preconceived wrong notions, then inshallah this will suffice for them developing and understanding the correct aqidah regarding our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is both Bashar and Noor. This is our aqidah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to remain steadfast upon this and die upon this as well. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Our Islamic beliefs, in our Islamic beliefs, we find our way. Guided by faith, we kneel and pray each day. Guided by faith, we kneel and pray each day.